last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of The Last Savior. Well, I am Asma. I'm your host for today's episode, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Well, here with me, we have a brother, Alavi. He has a PhD of philosophy, and he's an Islamic researcher, so I guess today we're going to have a lot to learn from him. So, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the studio.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure for me to be here.
Well, previously on The Last Savior, we talked about our duties in the time of occultation. Well, we said that we cannot sit just idly and do nothing while we have too much of duties to actually wait for the imam of our time to reappear. Well, we said that the first thing that we have to do is to gain knowledge and to gain insight, of course, about the imam himself and about our duties, of course. And then the second point was to just have passion and love towards them. And then today, we're going to go through the third duty of ours that we have to just take care of at the time of occultation. So, Brother Alabi.
Yes, we have talked about knowledge and the ways to gain knowledge as a duty at the time of occultation, and then having mawadda towards the Imam alayhi salam, the Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We reach to the third duty of ours, which is ata'a, or submission towards Imam. Actually, the first two are prepping us to have a good submission towards Imam alayhi salam. So in order to actually explain this submission, I want to bring up an example here. Mm-hmm. Suppose that we are talking to an infant and we tell him or her that, okay, I love you and I care for you, and you have to know that how greatly I love you. This is, yeah. For example, this kid also belongs to us, I mean, through a cause. I don't know if he or she might be a brother or a sister or a niece or one of the kids of the family. But right after that words of love and sympathy, he or she comes up and says, okay, buy me some chocolates. And he
exactly.
Says, no, I cannot.
Show me.
Yeah, show me this love. I mean, and this childish, actually, example is just to show what we are going to reach. I mean, it's just to show where we are going to reach and to how we have to define this submission.
We actually have to prove our love.
Definitely. This kid is not supposed to accept this love without any sign.
Exactly.
So he needs to see this love, okay, to show me something. And this love and mawadda should be perfect. And we should not, I mean, put this love close or compared with other worldly loves. You see?
Exactly.
This kind of love is quite different. I mean, because the worldly love are not long-lasting. But this kind of love is a lasting love.
Eternal, yeah.
Actually, it's a continuation of the love and hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And continuation of the love of God.
Yeah.
You are loving the infallibles or the Allah's messengers and the seen of the earth. Once a girl asked a scholar, and she was saying that, okay, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I love praying and love salat, and I love everything. I love prophet, I love imams, but at the same time, I love to polish my nails and to do whatever I like. I mean, as a young, and sometimes I take wudu and sometimes I do not. And then sometimes I pray and sometimes I not. This scholar answered him very beautifully. He said that he told her that suppose that your husband at night leaves the house and says that, okay, I do love you.
Yeah.
Be sure that I love you. But a friend of mine invited me for an ice cream. So for that, I cannot be back home and I'll stay with him the whole night.
Yeah.
Just to have that ice cream with him. Don't you get offended? You tell yourself that, okay, this husband of mine is actually, I mean, his love towards me is something like an ice cream. I mean, he's comparing me this love to an ice cream.
Yeah.
You see? Are they comparable?
You exchanged me for an ice cream.
Yeah, you exchanged me for an ice cream. So definitely we got offended.
Exactly.
So you are comparing some, I mean, worldly love to a permanent and pure love.
Yeah.
So this is not a good comparison, and we have to be careful that what we are going to compare with what.
Yeah, so when you have love towards something, you have to prove it. There is no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a worldly love or an eternal love, you have to prove your love and passions. So before we get into some more details, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Thank you for staying tuned.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Yes, well, we were speaking of love and how much do we have to just prove it? Because for showing your pure love, you have to just show that you accept it in all forms. And you are just submitting to it with no questions. Just in a heartbeat, you would do whatever you're asked to do if you are a real lover.
Yeah.
So, yes, you're listening to The Last Savior, and Brother Alevi is here to help us know more about our duties at the time of occultation.
Yeah. We said that we need to follow and obey the orders of an infallible imam at the time of, even at the time of his occultation. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Hadith Thaqalain and other occasions, he said that إني تاركم فيكم الثقلين كتاب الله وعترتي ما أن تمسكتم بهما لا تضلوا أبدا. What does it mean? I live amongst you two lofty things, كتاب الله and كتاب الله القرآن and the household of the Holy Prophet, عترة of the Holy Prophet. So we have these two among us. But the Holy Prophet tells us, مَا أَنْتَ مَسَّكْتُمْ هِمَا, as far as you cling to them, you resort to them, you will not go astray.
Yeah.
So it means following and obeying them is something obligatory on us.
Exactly.
Because we won't go astray as far as we are following these two, Kitab of God, but the Book of God, and the Atra of the Holy Prophet, the household of the Holy Prophet. So the Prophet orders us to follow them and to obey them. This is not something that we have induced it or we have inferred
and just interpreted out of nowhere.
Yeah, this is quite, I mean, clear-cut saying of the Holy Prophet.
Exactly.
And says, لَن تَضِلُّ, that is, you will never ever go astray. So let's put this hadith of Thaqalain to another verse of the Holy Quran that we, all of us, memorized it already.
Exactly.
In Surah Al-Ham. وَلَا الظَّالِّينَ, at the end of Surah Al-Ham.
Yeah.
صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِّينَ. We recite it 10 times at least a day.
Yeah.
Don't let us to go astray. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to let us go astray. And then put this prayer that we do in the holy, in this supplication that we perform it in the prayers, in daily prayers. And when لَن تَظِلُّ, Allah says, I told you, I mean, through the Holy Prophet, I told you what to do, not to get astray.
Exactly. These
not
are
to
actually
go astray.
The arwatul wathqa that we talk about.
Exactly.
That if you get and stick to them so strongly, you can never get deviated from the true path of Allah.
So how can we go in the right way and not going astray, not to be among the dhalin, He told us what to do, not to be among lan tadhillu. It has been answered already. To cling to these two, the Book of God and the household of the Holy Prophet.
Ahlul Bayt alayhim
as-salam. That's why it is recommended at the end of Surah Al-Hamd in prayers for us to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Very slowly to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That is, we have both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we have put two documents, the verse of Quran and the statement of the Holy Prophet, لَن تَظَلُّ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ. If we cling and resort to both of them, that is the Book of God
mm-hmm.
and the Ayat of the Holy Prophet, we are among those who are not among the وَلَا الظَّالِينَ, those
exactly.
who went astray.
Yeah.
Right?
So just before we get into more, I guess it's time to go for a short break and then we'll be back in no time. So stay tuned. Welcome back, Will. This is the last part of today's episode. Well, Brother Alavi.
Yeah. So we said that if we want to be among the saved, among in the right way that Allah is expecting us to be, is to have these two together.
Mm-hmm.
To have the Book of God and submission towards Ahlul Bayt. We are as a duty, we say, we are talking about our duties at the time of the cultation of Imam Mahdi.
Exactly.
To follow him, to mm-hmm. obey him. Without any condition. We are not the ones to bring condition in our submission. There is another point that I want to refer to. In Ziyarat al-Jama'ah that we actually talked about earlier, there is a phrase, مَنْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِكُمْ فَقَدْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِاللَّهِ. Whoever clings to you, whoever resorts to you, it's as if he is clinging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To Allah himself.
Again, we have in Al-Quran, وَمَنْ يَعْتَصَمْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ هُدِيَ إِلَى صَرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. Whoever clings toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is in the right path. So mm-hmm. we already answered this. Who are in the right path? Who are in the how can we be in the Sirat al-Mustaqim? We said it. مَنْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِكُمْ فَغَدْ اَعْتَصَمَ بِاللَّهِ.
Yeah.
That is, if we cling to the Ahlul Bayt, then we are in the right way of clinging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are in the right way in Sirat al-Mustaqim.
Salvation, yeah.
You see? So they cannot be separated from each other. That's why, as I told you, we are praying in 10 times in a daily basis and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us not to go astray.
Mm-hmm.
At the end we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gave us both, that is the Book of Quran, the Book of God, and that is the Holy Book. And the love of the Atra, mawadda
yeah.
of the Atra.
So the third point was to have submission.
Submission,
and
exactly.
to prove our love.
Tafak.
And how we can prove it? By sticking and clinging to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So I guess if we want to just make the gist, this would be enough for it to say that. If we want to get into salvation and find the true path of Allah in the time of occultation, we have to gain insight and knowledge. And then we have to have passion and love toward Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And then the last point is to have submission toward Allah and toward Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Because if we cling to them and the Holy Book of Quran, there's no way for us to get astray.
Very beautiful. Thank you very much for this comprehensive summary of yours.
Yeah, so this was all that we had for today's episode. I hope you just enjoyed it. I'm sure still a lot of duties we have to go through. But then these were just the most important titles to pursue. And thank you for staying with us until another session. I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.